Thank you for tuning in to the Helium Radio Network. You are listening to a rebroadcast of a previously recorded show. Everybody to the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast in downtown St. Petersburg at Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center. I'm Scott Roberts, and I'm joined by my wife, Lena Roberts, and our longest-term therapist in the office, lead therapist, if you will, Jemison Lacey. So,
Hi, Jemison.
Hello.
Welcome, everybody. And Jemison, this is the first time that we get a chance to talk to you and get to know and learn a little bit more about you here on the podcast. Can you tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, anything relevant with the background growing up? And
I grew up in a little small town, Ringo, Georgia.
What was the name of it?
Ringo.
Spell it for me.
R-I-N-G-G-O-L-D.
Ringgold, okay.
But it's pronounced Ringo.
Ringo.
I was always athletic. I played sports my whole life. So even now, I stay active in the gym. I'm always, I try to live a pretty healthy lifestyle. I wouldn't say that I'm perfect by any means, but, I still try to stay very active, which is probably why I ended up in the health industry, even though that's not where I started.
Where did you start?
You're all about, 5'8", 140 pounds, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure you go to the website and look at his picture because he is not a small guy.
not by any means. No, I actually worked in the distribution industry for a flooring company for 14 years, and I was supervisor for the last 8 years that I was there. So, I do have a lot of experience working with people, but I don't know how that translates into here because it's really a small, group here. But I have had a lot of experience working and managing people, which, probably does help me because we kind of pretty much manage ourselves here, I know what's expected. I know what I expected out of my crew, so I know what's expected out of me, so I'd say that that's the only thing that could really translate into this. But when I moved here, I, 8 years ago, by the way, I moved to Florida, and I went and took a 6-month course that was very in-depth in personal training, actually, and started working at LA Fitness to begin with, and then started working out of a private studio, and I was doing more corrective exercise type stuff rather than running people through boot camps and killing them. I just was looking for the next step. I guess it wasn't enough. I wanted to take it further. I didn't, just training people every day was becoming to get a little bit just minutia to me. So I had a really good friend of mine who I was training out of the studio with that is, he was a licensed massage therapist, and he was also personal training, and I would watch him bring his clients in, and he might throw them on the table and work with them for a few minutes and, simple stuff, myofascial foam roll and stuff like that. And if they had anything bother on them, he'd fix them first, and then they'd work out. So that piqued my interest, and I talked to him, and next thing I know, I'm in massage therapy school.
Was this James?
This was James.
I went to school with James Johnson. He's an awesome dude.
This was James, and I'm still very good friends with him. So, really great guy.
Well, and what was your path once you got out of school? Tell us a little bit about some of the other places that you've been and worked at. Because it's a pretty interesting story on how you actually got to be a peaceful warrior eventually. about 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, it's a little over 2 years, about 2.5 years ago now. I originally went, I'd never really wanted to work in a spa at all. And, I've kind of followed James's lead, I guess, So I went and worked for a chiropractor, and I worked for a chiropractor for 4 years. And the whole time I was taking, more therapeutic approach, obviously, working on the injuries versus just doing, relaxation massage all day. So then I had the opportunity to run a place out in Clearwater, and even had the opportunity to purchase the business. But just, number one, I was tired of driving to Clearwater Beach, and two, the numbers just weren't right. So I turned it down, and through actually a guy that I would had made contact with in a massage therapy group on Facebook, I knew that he at the time was working here, and I contacted him, and he spoke to Lena, sent my resume, and now I'm here. That was Graves, David Graves?
David, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I remember David.
Mm-hmm.
So where in that process of coming here and being interviewed and stuff, did you know and feel that it was the right fit for you to be associated with Peaceful Warriors Wellness?
Well, honestly, I had heard and read lots of stuff online that about you guys already, and I already liked what I have read and heard. A friend of mine who still comes here from time to time, he's a client here. He's not very regular. That's his only problem. But he had came to Scott years ago, and he spoke very highly of the place. And when he does come, normally he'll come and see me, but he's been a customer of Peaceful Warriors for a long time. So, I mean, it just, you know, I knew that I liked the vision that was going on here from what I could tell, and, you know, before I had met you guys.
Awesome. So, I think you go to the gym every once in a while. How's that help you in building your clientele? How's that set you apart from a lot of other therapists, and what's your approach to getting those clients in the door?
I do go to the gym quite often, and right up the road from the office, a friend of mine owns Amped Fitness, the gym up right up there. So I had spoken with him about coming in and setting the table up and, you know, doing stuff, and he was all about it, obviously. He says, oh man, we've got a customer appreciation day coming up. We're going to have other vendors, bring your table, you know. And between him and his wife, I mean, they highly recommend and support me out of there. I've gotten a lot of clients from the fitness industry in general, just because of, you know, they recommend me, and then, you know, people talk. So
people talk.
People do talk.
Well, I really think that it may, you know, they're also a little bit more open to getting your input and feedback on things because you are there so much.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't think that they're trying to explain their situation or problems to someone that doesn't go to a gym.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, they relate with me. They're used to seeing me in there lifting anyway. And then, you know, they like, oh, well, you know, I know this guy. I trust him, you know. So I'm going to ask him, why is my shoulder doing this, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I might do a little 5-minute thing or whatever and just show them. But, you know, but say, hey, you really need to make an appointment, you know. And usually that's what it leads to, getting them on in the door.
Great. So earlier on, when you first started working here, we had a couple of different interactions and experiences, and we've talked about it a few times since then, especially in regards to newer therapists that have come in here. What was it like coming in here and trying to figure out how you could go market yourself to other people and the latitude that you have doing that?
Well, I had no idea what I could and couldn't do, so basically I just pulled you to the side, and I was like, hey, you know, I don't know, what can I do? What can I do? How much can I do for marketing? I would like to do this. I would like to do that. And basically when you're like, dude, run it like your own business, you know, get out there, you know, do what you have to do. If you have to give people a slight discount to get them in the door, do whatever you got to do. He said, but, you know, and so whenever I knew that, I mean, I basically could run it, you know, within a scope, but pretty much the way that I want to do it, then, man, I ran with it. I did what I do.
Right.
So we always tell our new therapist to go to lunch with you.
Yeah. I remember Lita said that to a couple of therapists, actually.
Go to lunch with Jemison, and he will show you how to network.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that's what your clients like about you, too, mm-hmm. is that this is yours.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You make everything of it what you want it to mm-hmm. be here.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, this is, I know I work here, but I mean, you know, technically I'm not the owner, but I mean, you treat it like you own the place, make it your business. And that's, you know, and when you do that in anything, it's going to work better.
Except we do all the not so pretty parts of being exactly. a business. We do that for you.
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us. We're going to take a quick break right here, and we will come back in a few minutes with the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast and with Peaceful Warriors Wellness at peacefulwarriorswellness.com.
Hey, Eric Rimmel here, producer of the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast, and I'm here today to tell you about the amazing folks at Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center. Not only am I a producer of the show, but I'm also a client. Their staff of therapists are truly the best at what they do. Now is your chance to check them out for yourself. Go to their website, peacefulwarriorswellness.com, and click book now, or give them a call at 727-822-8866. Use the promo code RADIO and get $15 off your first visit. Yes, you heard me right. $15 off your first visit. Now, this is just for a limited time, and make sure to tell them that you heard about it on heliumradio.com.
Welcome back to the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast, downtown St. Petersburg at Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center with Scott and Lena Roberts. And today we're talking to Jemison Lacey, a therapist here, and trying to find out a little bit more about him and what makes him unique and why you should come book an appointment with him. Remember to call 727-822-8866 whenever you're ready. And so we'll start off this next section with some of your training, Jemison, some of the modalities that you've learned and specialize in, and how that helps you as a therapist.
Well, I went to school originally at Cortiva here in, it's now in St. Petersburg, Florida. It was in Pinellas Park when I went. And, you know, when you graduate there, you already are certified in Swedish neuromuscular and myofascial. I really like myofascial. I do tons of myofascial, which is why I most of my stuff, I've been really studying all the myoskeletal alignment technique stuff that's through, well, Eric Dalton is the guy who created the whole entire system, and he's been doing it for, gosh, man, 40 years, who knows. But it's more, his stuff is a lot of myofascial. It's a lot of more mobilization, I guess. What they teach is to level the head and level the tail. And if you level the head, level the tail, then the rest of the body, you can't really have any dysfunction. The direction that I'm heading, I've still, you know, I've taken quite a bit, but I've still got a long ways to go because he's got so much information to take in. But, you know, so that's when I get that, then I already know what my next step will be. But let's get there first.
So besides Eric Dalton, who are some of the other people in the industry that you've associated yourself with and admire and respect?
Big time, Paul Kelly. Of course, Paul Kelly is Eric Dalton's right-hand man. I mean, he's been with him, gosh, You know, I'm assuming from day one. I mean, he's been there for a long time now. He has his own stuff that he teaches, as well as staying with Eric and also James Wozlowski, who pretty much is known as the frozen shoulder guy. Like, I mean, the guy has like really helped people with, I mean, thousands and thousands of frozen shoulder. And I've had the opportunity to actually meet him and actually have him work on my shoulder, by the way, which is really cool.
I like that idea.
Yeah, that was super, super cool. So,
what types of things do you look forward to doing in the future that you want to achieve, beyond massage here at Peaceful Warriors?
Well, you know, my main goal right now is to get my Master Mile certification technique certification. Basically, what I want to teach. So that's my next step, and I would like to. You know, I don't want to teach beginners. I only want to teach advanced courses, continuing education stuff, and I want to start with that, which is why I've already been to couple of their seminars. I'm actually going to Costa Rica this year with them, and you know, getting in there and rubbing elbows and making friends, and you know, because that's where I'd like to start, really, is being able to do weekend seminars with them. And you know, who knows, eventually down the road maybe I'll have my own system.
That'd be interesting. I'd love to see that. Do you feel like you get an opportunity here with some of the newer therapists to do some of that already?
I feel like I do. You know, there's been a couple of therapists come in that, and I'm more than happy to work with and teach them, you know. Of course, I feel like I'm still, in the realm of things. I feel like I'm still in the infant stages myself sometimes when I look at how much is out there. But I also know that, I have taken some pretty good advanced courses, and I love being able to share that knowledge with people.
I think that's one of the things that really makes you such a great fit for what we do here, is because you are pursuing all the extra education that you're doing, but you're also willing to share it when you come back from those classes and help other people around you improve and be better as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lena?
So, tell me what a client can expect when they come in for a massage session with you.
For the first time.
For the first time. Why are you different than everybody else?
I think a lot of people, when they first come in, they're probably used to getting what I guess is more of a traditional massage. And, I think all of us probably do that here, but I know that with me especially, if you come in, we're going to focus on exactly what you need that day. You know, it may not, if you want me to work on your ankles because they're really bothering you, we're going to work on your ankles. You know, if you're really having major issue with your shoulder, or you're having pain going on somewhere, we may not even, there may be times that I start them sitting in a chair, for instance, and do some work, and then I'll have them move to the table, and then we're going to focus on what needs to be done. We're not going to be worried too much about getting head to toe, traditional massage, right. So.
In your massage, you do majority of myofascial release, a majority of joint mobilization. Earlier, you said you love myofascial.
Yeah, I do a lot of, but the thing is if I'm having if you come in and you're having, like, say you have frozen shoulder, there's sometimes I'm going to have to grab a hold of your arm, and I'm going to have to do a little bit of traction. I'm going to have to be able to, pull on it kind of. And then you have to, and it's a myofascial release. I mean, I'm doing a traction, but I'm got one hand on, the upper, one hand's holding your arm. And I'm going to have to sit there. And if I'm all slopped up with oil, that's not going to do anything.
Right,
I have to be able
right.
to grab a hold of you, So, and to be able to do those movements and be able to, move the arm around. I'd say a good 70% myofascial probably,
One of the conversations that we had with Bridget earlier was communication.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you come into a massage with Jemison, it is not a relaxation massage.
No.
There is going to be constant communication between you and him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a lot of that because I want feedback. You know, I need you to, how's this feeling? You know, do I need to back off? To, you know, I'm pretty confident on that. You know, I know my touch very well. But, you know, also, I pretty much can feel a muscle release, but sometimes that, you know, it's, I like it when the client is like, oh, there it went, blah, 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 you know.
Right.
It's just, it's creating that nice communication back and forth with the client so that.
Correct. You
know. Also helps to build rapport and trust.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Yes. I'm not going to say that Jemison could not give a good relaxation massage.
I will. I could. I mean, I had to learn to crawl before you know walk. But.
Exactly. But that's not his forte.
No, it's not my forte.
I know that Jemison and I tend to trade back and forth. So every week, one of the two of us is on the table receiving. He's usually my first choice that I go to because I prefer that approach and the deeper tissue and the focused work. So he does a really good job with that. I would have no problem recommending and referring anybody to him, and have quite a few people over the years. And one of the benefits here is different clients that we've had have come in and I've worked with them for a while, and then something's come up to where I couldn't, and then Jemison works on them and he gets to have them as a client for a while, and then possibly, you know, later on down the road Kesha is able to work on that client, and nobody in this office gets upset or possessive over that type of stuff.
Oh, Lord, so I think I send my clients, if I know that they're needy, and say, hey, you need to schedule a cupping session with Lena, because, you know, that's her forte, you know. And I'm not afraid to tell them right away. I'm like, you know, this is, I could go get some cups. I know enough that I could, you know, break it up a little bit or whatever if I felt like you needed it on your shoulder. But I would just assume, like, I know that that's going to be her, more of her forte. And I know, like, you need to go, just even if it's for a 30-minute session, just go see her, you know. And I've done that. I've sent a lot of my clients to Kesha. They all left. Now she's their acupuncturist. And so.
Yeah. All right. So we have just about a minute and a half left. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listening audience that makes you unique and why they should come book an appointment with you?
I mean, I've pretty much kind of already said it, but I mean, you know, the one thing that I am able to do, being a bigger guy, you know, I mean, if you come to me and your hips are out, you know, I am the guy. I can, you know, I know I've been, had the training, and I'm strong enough, and I can really crank on your hips, put them back in alignment, you know, because sometimes it's what it takes. But, you know, that's, it's more, definitely, you know, I'm more the physical, I guess, therapist, but I also have the light touch as well.
All right. So you can read more about Jemison and his bio on www.peacefulwarriorswellness.com. Under Meet the Warriors, all the profiles are there. You'll be able to kind of meet Jemison before you get to come in and meet him in person. But I highly recommend that you give a call or go to our website and schedule an appointment with them. We sure appreciate you tuning in to the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast in downtown St. Petersburg. You can get a hold of us at 727-822-8866. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Helium Radio. The views expressed by show hosts or their guests are their own and should not be construed in any way as advice from Helium Radio. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our website. Personal perspectives expressed by the producers, writers, and editors will always be presented as such. Any rebroadcast or retransmission without the express written consent of Helium Radio is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.